Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so great to connect with you. And I have to say, you know, here we are post-Halloween. And this year, I think more than any other year before, I've seen the most outrageous, interesting, fun, exotic costumes from Halloween. And I have to say, I've really just loved seeing all of them, you know? And I think that Halloween is a great reminder not to take life too seriously. And anytime I see people, you know, passionate about something or having fun or celebrating life or, you know, just enjoying something, I love it. I mean, it just, that makes my heart so happy. And just watching people and kids, and I know my nephews and my niece just had so much fun with Halloween this year and their costumes. Oh my God. If you are connected with me on social media, you'll have to stop in and see. I mean, just the sweetest, cutest thing. And I have twin nephews that are twin boys that are like 18 months old and they're dressed up in little tuxes. And I don't know, just, I mean, beyond ridiculous. So cute and so fun. You know, just fun. And so, the woman that I have on the show today, is also got that fun edge to her. So you're going to love her. And that's what I am doing on this episode today is I am going to take a volunteer and I'm going to help coach her to use her mind to help get healing results. And so that's what we're doing. And you'll see, she just has a really, really sweet sense of humor. So, I love being able to work with somebody and enjoy and have fun and it, where there's a lightness to it. So you'll love that. And also speaking of a lightness and social media and all that stuff, you might remember a few episodes ago, episode number 5, I had a woman who had been through my program who was supine. So completely bedridden for almost 6 years. And is now completely undiagnosed from everything, has been able to run marathons, traveling around the world, and now is doing this most beautiful artwork. And I love what's coming through her. It's so wonderful. And she's literally a different person. She looks different. I mean, she's just fabulous. And so after her episode, I know there were some people on social media who saw her video. There was a lot of people who were so inspired. And it was so sweet. I mean, if you saw the video where her daughter sees her standing again after all this time, and her daughter, who's like now 9 years old, who was like 4 when she went bedridden and is now 9 and saw her mom standing and just ran up and give her the biggest hug. I mean, it just makes your heart melt. But there were also some people that were going, oh my God, like, how is this possible? And of course, you know, using the same techniques, the same things of really understanding the mind at a deeper level. You know, it really is truly incredible what we're capable of. And, you know, and some people were saying, you know, how is this possible for her to be able to walk after all this time? You know, just covering the diagnosis that she had was POTS, you know, POTS with a lot of allergies, extreme pain. So a lot of different things going on with it as well. But POTS, so postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, but basically in short, it means that she had a circulatory system issue. So the easiest way to think of it is like not enough blood in the body, or if you stand up, that the blood can't get to the brain. And so somebody who with POTS, you know, they'll faint or they'll pass out. And especially when somebody has an extreme case, which was her situation, is that she couldn't sit up, had to lay completely supine. And so even there's like this video that she has, another one, which I didn't post, but where she's like screaming, like going, oh my God, I can feel my feet. I can feel my feet. And so it's just, there was a lot going on. But if you saw that video, we'll touch every part of your heart, but just kind of to answer that question, because I know there were some people going, how is it possible for her to actually be able to walk after all this time? And it was because of the condition and of course, really making the change, guys. I get to see, the most amazing things. It's truly incredible what we're capable of when we really understand how to use our mind. And so, speaking of that, let's dive in to today's episode. Today, we're going to listen in on a session with a volunteer. Her name's Alamar, and she's so sweet. And as you'll notice, we really actually start the session laughing because we finally got connected on Zoom, and she was having some technical issues with her computer. So, but this session is really fun, and it's really insightful. And so a few things that you may want to think about as we go into the session is, of course, you want to notice what we're shifting to help her to start getting into that healing space. So you want to notice that. And then the other thing you may want to pay attention to is you may want to notice kind of the relationship patterns that are coming up for her. And you may want to just kind of reflect on that in your own life and see what comes up for you as we're kind of going through this episode and as you're listening in. So that's all I'm going to say for now. And of course, at the end, I'm going to go ahead and bring it all together and we'll go from there. But I think you'll find this very insightful, very interesting, and of course, very sweet. She's just got this great, fun personality. So that said, let's go ahead and listen in. Hello there. How's it going?
Hi. It's a little crazy today, but it's going good.
Wonderful. Going good. A little crazy today. Why is that?
Well, I'm in the middle of getting evicted with my other five neighbors that live in this building. It was purchased by a new owner, and so he's come in and he's decided that he's going to get rid of all of us and make changes and raise the rents and all that. But we are on housing and he can't do that. So we've been sort of fighting for the last 2 months. It's been very stressful. And today we've had a lot of emails back and forth from housing and legal aid and the neighbors. And somehow I'm a point person. And so it's been crazy.
That sounds like a lot of craziness.
Yes, yes. Very stressful.
Yeah. Yes, I understand. I understand. All right. So so let's see if we can leave a little bit of that behind and shift gears with your health right now.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and work on that. So first and foremost, it's wonderful to connect with you. And how do I say your name? Alamar?
Alamar. Uh-huh. Alamar. Alamar.
Alamar. Beautiful name.
Alamar. Thank you. Thank
Very you. Beautiful. And
as is Brandy.
Why, thank you. And what's going on with your pain right now?
Well, my knees are really, really stiff and sore, and I have to like put stuff on, and I have to take a couple of Tylenol in the morning in order to be able to walk with not too much pain. I have bone on bone osteoarthritis on my knees, but I just keep going because they say you have to keep moving. If you don't keep moving, they'll just get worse and worse. So that's where I am with that. So my pain right now, is probably like around a 7 or an 8.
Okay. And right now, which pain, which knee hurts the most?
My left one.
Your left one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, all right. And how long has that been hurting?
Well, I've had troubles with my knees for the last 5-6 years. I took four falls within 2.5 years. I tripped and fell on my hands and knees. And prior to that, in 2008, I was in a car accident and got rear-ended, and my knees went out like that. in front of my car, you know, in my car, in my seat. And I went like this. And so,
your whole body went forward and your knees went forward also?
Yeah. It actually went sideways because I was turning right, and because I had to stop for the people in the crosswalk, and the guy hit me from the rear and pushed me that way. And then the next year in 2009, I fell at work. I fell and on all fours and slid my right arm out of the socket, and I had surgery that year. So I've been having like a lot of things that have compounded the overuse, I guess, of I played tennis, I bowled, I danced, like, you know, like there was no tomorrow.
I love it. And how young are you?
I'm 76.
76 years young. I love it. I love it. And you have a beautiful glow. So
thank you.
Absolutely. So let's see about your knee for a moment. Let's go ahead. We'll focus on the left one. All right. And give me 1 second. I'm just kind of feel what you're feeling.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. And I do feel that. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Bingo. So I have about a 7-8. All right. And give me 1 second. Okay. And so just kind of feeling that. And do you have a partner?
I lost you. I didn't hear that.
I said, do you have a partner?
No, I'm single.
Okay. And how long has it been since you've had a partner?
Since around 1986 or 87.
Okay. And would you want to have a partner?
Yes and no, mostly no.
Okay.
I've had some, you know, kind of like connections in the last, 6-7 years. And, they just didn't work out because for whatever reason, fear of rejection, I kind of create it and get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's kind of like beautiful women leave me.
Okay.
Like my mother left me when I was 4 and a half or so, but not because she didn't want me, but because she had to go work, mm-hmm. In another city to take care of my grandmother and me, because my grandfather had been killed. And so she was like responsible for us now. So, but that was like horrifying for me. It was like, I was dying because I didn't think she was alive. I thought she'd died, like my grandfather.
Ah, that's definitely hard. Dying, yeah. Dying is. Yeah, I don't recommend that. It's not good for your health.
No, I'm not afraid of dying necessarily, but I have had a lot of dying in my life.
I understand, and I hear you, and I was just putting a little lightness in there because
I know
talking about that with your grandfather and your mother.
Yeah,
I felt our heart and the heaviness, and so and the part that I really would love to get to is I want you to notice the part of you that does talk about feeling rejected over the past 6-7 years anytime you try to put yourself out there, right?
Yeah, right.
And so this is what I love about your awareness, okay? As you're going, yes, I felt that way with my mother, and even though she wasn't really gone, she was, and I felt like she was gone.
Yes.
And so this is the thing. So you, like, are you well aware, like, our thoughts help create our life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So, uh-huh. So if you had completely different patterns growing up, mm-hmm. you probably have a completely different pattern now as far as dating, right?
Yes. Well, right now there's no dating, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for a moment, have you seen other people in life who don't experience rejection? They experience love and connectedness and joy and partnership. Are there those people?
Not in my immediate life, no.
Okay.
Well, but there are people in long-term relationships. I guess that means that they're coping with whatever is going on in their relationship.
Okay, they're coping. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of people going on a honeymoon?
Yeah.
Do they cope through the honeymoon or do they enjoy it?
No, they enjoy it.
Okay. And have you ever heard of people renewing their vows?
Yes, my mother and my father did. My mother and my stepfather did it in their 25th wedding anniversary.
Okay, and how much do they feel in love to you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so just for a moment, can you close your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you look at them being in love 100% and renewing their vows after 25 years? What if you could do that? I mean, your thoughts help create your life. So bringing in the awareness, that your thoughts help create your life. What if that change is inside of you? What if everything that you want, that yes, that hurt, that feeling of rejection, that sucks, it's not fun. And what if it didn't need to be a permanent thing? What if it wasn't something that you had no control over? What if you could actually take that rejection and get rid of it and liberate yourself from it? And what if you actually did that? And as a result of that, you were somebody who was renewing your vows and madly in love and feeling that feeling of connectedness and partnership, and you created that in your life.
That sounds exciting. I would like that.
Wonderful. I'm going to ask you to bring in that feeling of what it would feel like. And you look around and you realize there's no rejection. You don't feel that. You don't feel that hurt. You don't, like, it's gone. It's not even there. Instead is a feeling that's replaced it of love and connectedness, of unity, of joy, of that feeling of having a partner.
You know, I had one, the second person, the woman that I was in a relationship with, and she loved and adored me and gave me all the rope to hang myself with. Because okay. I didn't, you know, I just couldn't, it wasn't.
Okay, great. Just so you know, hanging yourself also bad for your health. Wouldn't recommend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I hear you. I hear you. I understand you. And that's the thing. Okay, there was that. And we let it go. We'll laugh through it and go, oh, this is the thing. Like when you were walking as a baby, were you somebody who just stood up and started walking, or do you think maybe you started walking and fell on your butt and started walking and fell on your butt and then you got it right?
Yeah, I think I took a couple of bruises, yeah.
Okay. In the relationship area, have you taken a couple bruises?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You going to focus on the bruises, or are you going to focus on like moving forward and being successful at it?
Well, I'm going to focus on moving forward and being successful at it, even though it scares me.
Okay. Well, what if it didn't scare you? What if it excited you? So watch this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And would you say it's true that some people are really good at math and some people are not good at math at all?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody who's not good at math, could they practice and get good at math?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay,
right.
Let's say somebody has a pattern of feeling criticized. They have a pattern of feeling criticized, a pattern of feeling that, pattern of feeling that, and then they go inside and they shift that pattern. They let go of the hurt. They let go of all those feelings. Moving forward, would you expect that they'll attract that same old pattern, or would you expect that it's going to change?
I would expect it would change.
Bingo. So
yes.
If you look at the fact that you've had some bruises as far as dating,
uh-huh.
Okay, and relationships, and
right.
What if you just changed it? Like, what if you did that? And not only that, but you can look around at life and you can see some people are good at math and some people aren't, and they could get better. It's up to them. And some people have amazing relationships and some people don't. And going, okay, well, the people who don't, what do I need to change? What do I need to shift? What do I want to heal to create that shift in relationships, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. And so just for a moment, I want you to think about all of the hurt and the fear and all of that you've had. And I want you to decide Do you want to keep it or let it go?
I want to let it go.
Okay. Now, moving forward, knowing our thoughts help create our life, do you want to look at relationships and say, oh, they're terrible and blah, blah, blah? Or do you want to look at relationships and say, oh my God, they can be so loving and so wonderful in this partner and this unity and connectedness. And that's what I want to move into. And that's what a relationship is. Brain, that's what a relationship is. Brain, that's what a relationship is. Tell your brain, hey, that's what a relationship is. Now, a question for you. If your brain says that's what a relationship is.
Yes.
And you program that into your brain. Could you start creating that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so I could.
You absolutely could. Now, if your brain says, oh, relationship is terrible, blah, 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 it's negative, it's going to be painful. How many times is your brain going to want to create that?
Not many.
Not many. And it's going to want to either stay away from it, or it's going to, every time it experiences it and manifests it, it's going to manifest that problem.
Yes.
So you tell me, what information do you want in your brain? A relationship is wonderful and fabulous and incredible, or a relationship is terrible, hurtful, painful?
Well, I want a relationship that is easy, wonderful, and just enjoyable.
Wonderful.
And, you know, loving and nurturing and mutually respectful and interdependent, not codependent. And just, yeah, good stuff.
Great. Can you close your eyes? And can you put that in your mind? Notice how that's much different than what was the old painful stuff that was in your mind, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your thoughts help create your life, right? So you can see the contrast.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you asked if I had a partner, I don't have a partner, but I have a neighbor that came 2 years ago to live here, and I consider that I called the universe to send me someone. And so she came, and she looks a lot like you, and she's 70, and we're very mutually on the same level spiritually, and in that respect, we really support each other. And so we came to a place where I had a crush, and then that disappeared, and she made it clear that that wasn't what she wanted. But we're neighbors, so we spend a lot of time together. And one of the things that happens is that I don't like to be told what to do. And she's very motherly, and so she tells me what to do, like what is best for me to do. And I'm just supposed to like accept it like a child and you know, go, thank you. But there's that part of me, which is called the ego, I'm told, says, well, I think it's different, or I disagree, or whatever. And on one hand, I know she's right. But on the other hand, I've been so independent and on my own for so long that it's hard for me to receive someone telling me, you got to do this and you got to do that. It's different when you're being, when something is being suggested. But when I'm being told, like, you know, that's your stuff or that's your whatever, and my reaction doesn't count, it's like, we got to go to Eckhart Tolle. You know, everything is now and everything is a story and blah, 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 blah. We go through that. And then we just did that a couple yesterday, I guess it was. And I just thought, you know what? I need to take care of myself too. Okay. She doesn't like when I go negative or whatever, or I focus on reality you know, that kind of stuff. And so she's right. I'm doing that. And I don't need to do that. I need to stay in the present moment and know that everything is okay. Everything's working out. But I get, the kind of feedback that I get is that you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong. And if you can't change your energy, I can't be around you.
Okay. So, there you go. So give me 1 second. Let me just know what's being felt. Okay. So I want you to notice for a moment. So first and foremost, let me ask you this, and I hear you and I hear what you're saying, and we're going to address this. And I'm going to ask you a question, back really quickly. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you, how long is it that you've dated women? How long have you been, I would assume, do you identify as being gay or?
Oh, it's gay from the 4 years old, 5 years old. I was awesome. Attracted to women. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So a few things. Give me 1 second. Just kind of feeling. All right. So I can feel from you that you have a very strong mind. I can feel that. And I can also feel from you that you're very, very strong in a lot of ways. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to look at your emotions. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, and give me 1 second because I want to make sure this we're circling back with everything going back to your knee. And I'm going to ask you really quickly. Actually, we're going to go here we're going to switch it up for a moment, but I'm going to ask you right now, if I ask you what your level is in your knee, what's your level?
About a five.
So you notice
when I move it. Yeah. It's gone down.
Yeah. So it's gone down. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to be careful not to bring in too many elements because there's other things going on as well. And so I mm-hmm. want to stay specifically focused. So I want you to notice first and foremost that it's coming down, which is really great. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go that route because I want to show you the power of your mind and then we'll open it up if that's okay with you.
That's fine. That's wonderful.
Great. So I'm going to ask you again, if you can go back to picturing the relationship the way you would love it to be, having a relationship the way you would love for it to be. And that is what a relationship is: mutually respectful, connecting, loving, adoring, and just like you said, not codependent, really healthy. And just for a moment, can you feel that? Can you feel that? And how excited would you be to be able to have a relationship? And not only that, how great is it that this neighbor, that you could have both? You could have her as being a connection, as a friend. Mm-hmm. And also have a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but bingo. But I want you to notice for a moment, even with this relationship now, this connection with your neighbor, there's mm-hmm. a bit of a feeling of rejection because she's not wanting necessarily a relationship, an intimate relationship, right? So I want you to know that feeling there. And instead of having that feeling of any rejection, feeling like, oh my God, this is so freaking exciting because you can have her as being a wonderful friend and you can have a relationship, which is just more love in your life.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And so just for a moment. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain. What's your current level of pain?
Well, when I move my knee and it clicks, it's now probably like about a three or four, the pain when it clicks.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to notice. Okay. So right now that's what I have, about a 3-4. Okay. Mm-hmm. Down from a 7-8. Okay.
Yes.
So your body's giving you a message. Your body's giving you a message. So this is what I always say is our body, any aches or pain that we have, it's our body trying to tell us the most important thing we need to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like GPS. If GPS was saying left turn, and we're like, shut up, GPS, I'm busy. Body's saying, hey, change your thinking. Right? And we're like, shut up, knee, we got things to do. Right? And so just we're going to go back into it. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to picture what it would feel like to feel so freaking loved and respected and connection. And even if you look at the relationship that your mom had with your stepdad and that beauty, and obviously your stepdad, so your mom also tried a couple times and then got it right. And
yes.
And how beautiful. And so you can just go, the past doesn't matter, going, okay, you had to try a couple times and you can get it right. And this is what it is. And your thoughts help create your life, and universe God, divine, whatever you want to call it, saying, hey, shift your way of thinking. Your body is telling you, hey, this is painful way of thinking. You don't want to think relationships are negative and controlling and hurtful and rejection and all of that. Relationships are beautiful and love and wonderful. So get that in your mind. Relationships are beautiful and love and wonderful and respectful and incredible and connecting and partnership and love and passion and joy and laughter and beauty. And you have your neighbor that you can still have being your neighbor and all of these, how beautiful. And so just for a moment, I want you to notice that you can let all of that past stuff go. Notice your mom got it. Like she was like, oh, all right, the stepdad. Okay, perfect. Now we've got it. Right? So just for a moment, could you do this?
I could, and I feel guilty. Okay. I'm feeling guilty that I would have a real love and my friend. That would not be, that I would be betraying her, my friend.
Well, your friend doesn't want a relationship, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So your friend would be okay with it. That's yours, like, finding
balance.
That's my
story.
That's your story.
Right. That's my story.
This is the thing. Let's say you met somebody amazing, and you had this beautiful, wonderful relationship. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And you have this beautiful, wonderful, incredible, loving relationship, and you're so freaking happy. And then you guys go hang out with your neighbor, and you guys all are laughing and having a great time. And then you guys, like, and then sometimes you just hanging out with your neighbor, and sometimes you and your partner are hanging out with your neighbor, and you guys are all laughing and having a great time and connecting.
Yeah. I like that.
You like that?
I'd like that. Yeah.
So would your soul. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So if I ask you what your level of pain is, what's your level?
It's not hurting. It's not hurting. It's not hurting. Right. It's like, yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's just barely sore.
Okay.
There's no sharp pain.
There's no sharp pain. Okay, so where's the barely sore?
Right in the front of the, it's where the bones up when I walk.
Gotcha. They rub. About a 0.75, but that sharp pain in the rest of the knee's all gone. And it's just a little bit. It's actually feel, I didn't feel that in the tip before, but I feel you. I got you. And yeah. 1 second. Bingo. It says, could you really do this? Do your thoughts help create your life, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to think about, just for a moment, did you know that you could do this in 15, 20 minutes, however long it is, and sit here and get out of pain out of your body? Did you know you could do that?
Well, I knew it was possible, but I didn't know that I could do that.
Right?
But,
okay, yes. So I have a question for you. How powerful is your mind?
Very powerful.
Can you take that in for a moment? Can you close your eyes? Notice that your pain in your knee went from a 7-8 to no sharp pain and a little twinge of something on the tip of your kneecap. Okay, but the sharp pain is gone. 7-8 pain gone.
Yes.
You did that. Okay, so how powerful is your mind? How powerful is your mind? How powerful
Very
is
fun.
Your mind? Yes, take that in. You're Very. Amazing. Totally. Totally. And notice that your body was giving you a message. A body was giving you a message. So when we heal ourselves, we change our life. So if you really took this information in and implemented it and said, okay, I'm going to get this in my mind over and over and over. This is what a relationship looks like. This is how it looks like. And I'm going to follow through. I'm going to really actually let go of the hurt. I'm really going to take this in and just feel positive expectation towards a relationship and really feel that wholeheartedly. And by the way, and I don't need to feel guilty for having a relationship with, because I could find somebody. If I find, like, if you think about it, if you find somebody amazing, wouldn't they want to hang out with you and your neighbor? Wouldn't your neighbor want to hang out with her and you?
Yeah. Yes.
And wouldn't it be nice to have an intimate connection?
Yes. Yes, it would. Yeah.
And how much love would that be?
A lot.
It's a good
that would be a lot. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And beautiful. So even when I feel for that twinge, I don't really feel it anymore. Do you?
No. No. No, it's no. No, it's not. Just a little bit on this, but it's the muscle. It's the muscle.
But not on the knee, but I notice you poking. I can see you poking around a bit, trying to find
it. Yeah.
But notice for a moment. Okay, so beautiful. All right, now, if we talk about emotions and people, like you've heard before, if somebody's like got an anxiety attack, they can have an anxiety attack, but if they stop, the anxiety attack goes away, right?
Yes.
And then if they bring back the anxiety, what happens? The anxiety attack comes back.
Oh, they feel awful. Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is what I want you to do is I want you to get this in your mind and really reinforce this change. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, if you go back into the negative, the pain will come back. Okay.
Yes.
But if you just stay in the positive and you reinforce it and you keep feeling like this and you keep feeling a sense of excitement and love and positive expectation and you really change this and you really genuinely step into it, that's when I see the pain just gone and it stays gone. So what you want to do is you want to make sure to reinforce this in your mind. And bingo, give me 1 second. Bingo, a voice. Reinforce it not just in your mind, but also in your emotions so you feel it, okay? So you feel it and you feel it over and over and over again and get it in. Bingo. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful job. And so if I ask you, if you really take this in and you get it in over and over again, and just like if we go back to the beginning where we talked about everybody has their patterns, they're different things. Somebody has pattern of criticism or pattern of anger or pattern of whatever, hurt or whatever. If they really shift it, mm-hmm. do you expect their life to change?
Yes.
Great. You ready to shift yours?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I have to say, you are so gorgeous. And you just have this glow about you and I love your smile. And absolutely. And I love your level. You have amazing self-awareness, really great self-honesty. And I would love to see you just reinforce this change. And remember, look how powerful your mind is. And I see this happen all the time where I work with people who shift out of pain and then just reinforcing it. And the body has this magic way of healing. And it's truly incredible. And I just have to say, you're beautiful. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Oh, thank you so very much.
All right. So coming out of that session, how precious is she? I mean, precious, 76 years young, so insightful, so sweet, so full of life, and just great level of self-awareness, great self-honesty, just very, very impressive. And great job with her energy, by the way. You know, there are so many insights that we can take from this session. And, you know, first and foremost, if we look back to the very beginning of the session, where we come in and we're connecting, and she's talking about the stress going on with her landlord. And feeling like, you know, the building that she lives in has been sold and feeling like she's going to get evicted and having that stress. And what I want you to notice for a moment is that, you know, we shifted, we went from that. We didn't shift that. We just kind of changed topics because that's where her body wanted to go. And we went towards relationships. And my point in that is that a lot of times when people are working on healing their body and really creating that shift that's needed, it has to do with really understanding what topic is going on, what is occurring with the mind. Because a lot of people might say, well, yeah, you have all of this stress because of the building and possibly having to move and different things like that. But hers was towards relationships. And if we take a look at this for a moment, She was feeling a lot of, you know, feelings of rejection towards relationships, also not really wanting a relationship, you know, feeling like she would get stuck in a relationship, but then also kind of wanting a relationship and feeling stuck with her neighbor in that situation. But then even like, if you think about it, she mentioned having a relationship where she was treated really well and she had enough rope to hang herself with. And so, that was her wording, but point being is a few things. First and foremost, for her to really make the shift, there's some more things that need to be cleaned up. And so a lot of times on these sessions where I'm taking somebody and I'm taking them and coaching them to get out of pain, it's because I want to show them the specific thing that they'll want to shift, like what their body is really saying to them. And I want to have them be able to see that they can do it. They can get results, that we're all amazing beings. And so my point being is that there's some deeper level of healing that really, there's a deeper level of healing that really needs to take place, and some other things that really need to be addressed all of the way. And that's also why I say she did amazing with her energy, because even considering the fact that these weren't completely resolved, she was able to really bring in that new feeling and bring in that new feeling and getting it in. And as she did, her pain went from what, a 7-8 to a not there. Oh my God. And I love when she was like, oh, it's not there. And she was just laughing, and that her response was so precious. And then of course she's like, well, how is this even possible? So she was poking around trying to find it. And all the time I'll see people do that when they're like, wait a second, where did the pain go? How is this even possible? And so I loved her response. I love when people are like, oh my God, how is this even possible? And by the way, I'll see that all of the time when I take somebody who's maybe been in pain for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and show them how to shift. And they're like, they're in disbelief. They're like, where did my pain go? And how is that even possible? And by the way, there's some deeper level of change that needs to take place here. And she's well aware of that as well, because even at the end, she's like, you know, she's got to get it in. She's got to get this in and really, really, really bring in that change wholeheartedly. And then also there's some other wounding and hurt and feelings there that really would be best to wholeheartedly resolve completely, you know, full, true healing. But the beautiful thing is that she could see what her body was telling her. And that's what I love. You know, as I mentioned, that she was having that other stress with the building and then having this relationship stress, and looking at it and really realizing that whatever we have going on, if you have a physical issue going on, it really is like GPS, like your body, God's way of having a check engine light on our body. Our bodies are trying to tell us that we're doing something, we really need to shift the way we're doing it. You know, it's like we're thinking about something in a way that's not good for us, or if we're off track with something, and that we need to let go of hurt or change the way we're thinking about it. And as we do, of course, our lives shift. I mean, even if you think about this session here with Alomar, and you think about what would happen if she really changed her energy and really brought in true healing towards relationships, what would happen? And how would that feel? And how would that feel for her to really wholeheartedly feel loved? And how would it feel for her to really feel safe in a relationship and really have that space? You know, not like she's not being going to be abandoned or neglected or rejected or anything like that, but really had that space. You know, as she mentioned, even when she was young, she felt like her mom, she was like kind of being abandoned, if you will, even though her mom wasn't really abandoning her, she felt that way. And I love her level of self-awareness. And how awesome would it be for her to have true healing all of the way from this? And of course, you can see somebody's going, okay, I'm going to work towards this and I'm really going to clear it up all of the way. But so my point is, again, is that, you know, when we look at it, the body is giving us information to really make a change. That's one thing you want to notice. And it's not necessarily the biggest stress that's going on in your life, but it's a message. And So number two, when we take that message and we really embody the change all of the way, it becomes life-changing. And of course, in this session, she did amazing with her energy in shifting it to where her pain was gone. Okay. But there's full healing that needs to take place. And so as far as takeaways in your own life, you know, a lot of times when we look at somebody else's life, we can see, oh, wow, there's painful relationship patterns, or there's patterns of hurt or rejection or different things going on. And so maybe this is an opportunity for you to look at if there's relationship patterns that are going on in your life, whether it's hurt or criticism or, you know, feeling criticized or loss or loneliness or rejection or whatever that might be. And what would that look like in your life? If that is an issue, you know, what would that look like if you really shifted that all the way? You know, how healing could that be for your body and for your life? You know, and so just, you know, creating that change. Of course, as we heal ourselves, we change our lives. So just kind of looking at that, seeing what's important for you from this. Also looking at how amazing it is that we can really shift things that have been going on in the mind. You know, as she mentioned, you know, she had car accidents, she had falls. I mean, she had a lot of different things going on, and yet she was able to make this shift. And so again, it's truly incredible what our minds are capable of. And on that note, by the way, there are several of you guys who have sent me different comments, different epiphanies, all just sweet messages of how so-and-so inspired you or helped bring you to a new level of awareness or helped, you know, bring awareness to a pattern that you were having. I love that. So sweet. Also, I have received some really great questions, some questions as far as healing, as far as my healing journey, different things like that that I've gotten. And so what I'm actually going to do is I am going to take some of those questions and I will be answering them on the next episode of questions you guys have as far as healing or my journey, and things like that. So that said, you won't want to miss it. You guys have been actually asking some really great questions. So that's where we're going to go next episode. And I look forward to connecting with you there. Until then, make sure to lift, bring in positive emotions and feelings and really take it in. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.